No problem. Pleasure.
Now, first off, it does seem like it's really starting to really take off the ground over in Vegas. Quite a lot of fans going over there at the moment. What's it like out of this fight at the moment, Martin?
No, you're absolutely right. It is starting to build up. It was quiet on Monday. I think a lot of fans start to come in from maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. Although I think maybe the bigger Irish contingent will start to come in Thursday, Friday for the weigh-in on Friday afternoon. That's when they really make their presence felt. But we started to get a glimpse of the relationship between Mayweather and McGregor. That's resumed this week after they were obviously in their separate training camps over the last 6 weeks. They had a little altercation, or more to say their teams had a little altercation at the grand arrivals on Tuesday. And then McGregor had an altercation with his old friend Paulie Malignaggi as well. So, I mean, whether it's about building interest, selling tickets, selling pay-per-views, it doesn't matter. It's all good. It's all exciting. And it's only going to get bigger before Saturday.
I can imagine, because the hype leading up to this one, Mars, has been quite unbelievable, really. The press conferences, the talk about it. If it lives up even to half of the hype that it's been given, it surely will be a good fight.
Well, this is a big question that no one really knows how to answer at the moment, whether it will be a good fight. You're right about the build-up. That was always, I think, going to be exciting and worth watching, especially with Conor McGregor's, you know, reputation for being a trash talker. Floyd Mayweather used to be a trash talker and sort of brought that persona back. But in terms of the fight itself, both men have promised to come forward to engage. If that happens, it will definitely be a good fight for as long as it lasts. But of course, we all know how Mayweather tends to fight, and that is very defensively, which means it comes down to whether McGregor can unlock that code. If he can do that, if he can go forward, if he can catch him, then it becomes an exciting fight. But because this is uncharted territory with one of the greatest boxers of all time against one of the best mixed martial artists of all time, nobody can really sort of say 100% for sure how the fight will play out, and that's one of the big mysteries going into the weekend.
I suppose you are right there, and I've been chatting to some boxers ahead of this one as well, and a lot of them, well, they've been a little bit less complimentary about Conor McGregor from some of the shots that they've seen, obviously, but is it wrong to write off McGregor going into this one, do you think?
You definitely can't write him off in the same way you can't write anyone off. In a fight, it's two men, unarmed combat, anything can happen. And I think the problem with trying to analyse Conor McGregor is that you're analysing an MMA fighter from a boxing standpoint. And I think Conor obviously 100% believes he will win this fight. I'm sure his team do as well. I can't be as confident, but what one thing he has said that is true is that boxers are used to boxing in a certain way, or fighting in a certain way, and they've done it over the years. Yes, different fighters have different styles, but the way they punch is the same. So if you're bringing in a mixed martial artist who, in his craft, punches a certain way, and boxers compare it to themselves, then they will think it's of a lesser standard. The question is not necessarily the standard or the style, but how effective it is against Mayweather. And if Conor McGregor catches Floyd Mayweather, puts him down, knocks him out, then no one is going to start to turn around and say, oh, yeah, but what about his style? It doesn't matter. It's all about the end result.
Yeah, that's very, very true, and certainly looking forward to it as well. What do you think of some of the implications for this, Marty? Because I know there's been a lot of talk about if Mayweather was to lose, it'd be bad for boxing. What do you think about, on the other side of that, though, for MMA? Do you think this could be a good thing for MMA or a bad thing, depending on how Conor McGregor gets on against Mayweather?
It certainly does depend on the result. I think it can't do the UFC any harm in terms of bringing more eyes and more fans to Conor McGregor. You know, it stands to reason that if they follow this fight, they find out more about Conor McGregor, they find out more about the UFC, and maybe they start watching more fights. What could be bad for the UFC is that if McGregor does do well, even if he doesn't win, even if he sort of puts up a better than expected performance, that his head is turned by the millions of pounds that he's earning. He wouldn't earn this kind of money against anyone else, but he could be tempted to say, well, I'll stay in boxing. And Paulie Malignaggi has already said that he wants to fight him. The sort of division that Mayweather and McGregor will fight in is plenty of big names. McGregor could come down in weight, go up in weight. So he could have plenty of options that could impact on the UFC. And of course, they will do whatever they can to get him back in the octagon, whether it's this year, whether it's next year, because he is their biggest star, and he is the man that will make them more money. So lots of implications. Whichever way the fight goes on Sunday, there will be debates to be had.
Yeah, I can imagine, and I imagine there'll be quite a lot of people hoping that this fight, well, does go at least a few rounds in whatever happens either way, because there is, like you said, a lot of money riding on this one.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Floyd Mayweather is no stranger to a big payday. I mean, he likes to tell everyone and anyone about that. He earned over nine figures against Manny Pacquiao and will do the same this time. And it looks like McGregor will probably hit that mark as well, which for him is unprecedented. I think he's made it into double figures in the UFC, which for the UFC is a lot of money for anyone, but in terms of a fighter's purse. So the money in this fight is incredible. We're talking £500 million, probably, maybe more. We're going to break all sorts of records with pay-per-view sales, on social media. Whatever happens with a result, this fight will be talked about for a long time to come.
Yeah, and certainly looking forward to it. It does seem like it's going to be a very, very excited fight over in Vegas. And I'll let you enjoy it and let you soak everything that's happening over in Vegas out as well, because it looks like it's going to be a cracker. Martin, thanks a lot for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
No problem. Thank you very much.